This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
How much did you get for allowance when you were a kid? Assuming you got allowance, that is. 50 cents a week, maybe? A buck, maybe? According to the American Institute of CPAs, the average allowance nowadays, get this, is $65 a month. That's almost $800 a year, which creates something of a bookkeeping problem. A slew of online startups has figured out a solution. They're creating virtual banks managed by parents and their kids. Dan Bobkoff has today's installment of our series Money Matters, all those things that hit us in the wallet no matter how old we are. Here's Dan.
The bank of mom and dad can be an unreliable place. Forget FDIC insurance. If you're a kid, getting your money out can be a challenge. Just hear the plight of 8-year-old Michael Skivara's friend, Simon.
Simon, he's saying his mom always forgets, so like every 5 weeks, he gets like $2.
Michael doesn't have that problem. His parents are on top of things.
Ooh, you went to the Giants game. What did you get there?
On his mom, Suzanne's laptop is a site showing her kids' spending and savings in intricate detail. There are pie charts. Each week, Michael and his brother get an allowance.
$7 each week.
It gets virtually deposited into virtual accounts on the site, and the kids get to decide how much to spend, save, and donate. Then, when they want something, their mom is prepared.
We might be in the toy store, and the boys start saying, I want this, I want this. And it's like, okay, it's up to you. You have an allowance. And so I'm able to pull out the iPhone and go, okay, you actually only have $6 in your account right now. I don't think you're going to be able to pay for it.
Suzanne Skivara and her family live north of San Francisco. On the virtual banking site she uses, her kids even earn interest.
5% per month.
Where can I get that? Since these accounts are virtual, parents still have to keep the money on hand. Analysts say the sites are unlikely to take off until they're tied to parents' real accounts. Only 1% of kids save any of their allowance. Can these allowance trackers teach good habits? Beth Kobliner is skeptical. She's the author of Get a Financial Life, and she says these sites could ultimately lead kids to spend more.
Every day, going online and checking, gee, you know, how much money do I have now? And, oh, here are all the great things I can buy.
Most of these sites either charge their parents money or have tie-ins with stores like Amazon. And Kobliner worries that by reducing an allowance to numbers on a screen, kids won't experience the pain of spending cold, hard cash. But at least their parents won't forget to pay up. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.